You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
If you're an employer looking to hire, here's some great news. ZipRecruiter lets you post jobs for free before you commit. Head over to ZipRecruiter.com/Bob to try it out. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Bob. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B-O-B. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a major international drug trafficking ring has been dismantled. Federal agents say that ring spanned Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. ABC's Alex Stone says drugs were flowing mostly from Canada.
According to federal authorities, it was a sophisticated operation. A guy in Canada would buy large amounts of drugs from cartels in Mexico. He would hire long-haul truckers to move the drugs along smuggling routes from L.A. to places like Montreal, Toronto, and Calgary, because in Canada, illegal drugs can sell for 20 times more than in the U.S. Now 12 of 19 suspects are under arrest.
A Republican-led House committee holding a markup session today on articles of impeachment against Mayorkas over his handling of border security, a bipartisan group in the Senate continuing to work with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on a spending package. Consumer confidence up for the third straight month. The Conference Board, which tracks the mood of Americans, say holiday spending helped boost confidence. This is ABC News. Pharmaceutical companies have refused to sell states' drugs for lethal injections. Because of that, some officials in Ohio say they're in favor of using nitrogen gas to conduct executions. Here's Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost.
Saying that the law of Ohio should be thwarted, be able to be thwarted, because pharmaceutical companies don't want to sell the chemicals, is an abdication of the sovereignty of the state of Ohio.
The bill would require that nitrogen gas be used in cases when lethal injection drugs are not available. Last week, Alabama became the first state to use nitrogen gas as an execution method. 119.8 degrees Fahrenheit, that's the highest temperature ever recorded in Europe. The World Meteorological Organization says it happened in Sicily in 2021 when high temperatures were soaring across much of Europe. Researchers say it renews concerns about climate change. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The clouds return today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We'll have temperatures in the low 40s. Northwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy. Lows near 30. Tomorrow, becoming sunny. Record warmth with highs in the low 50s. Thursday, sunny. Highs upper 40s. Be listening for Durand Arkansas Boys High School Basketball tonight. The Panthers at Elk Mound. The Advent Health Panther Preview is at 7 o'clock. Tip-off at 7:15 here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at our website.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network and Bob Haig. As expected, Democratic Governor Tony Evers has vetoed a set of new legislative district maps passed by Republicans in the legislature last week. The state Supreme Court is prepared to draw maps if Evers and the legislature can't reach an agreement as part of a redistricting case before the court. Ice conditions on Lake Winnebago are less than ideal, with the sturgeon spearing season less than 2 weeks away. The DNR doesn't monitor ice conditions, but recommends contacting fishing clubs, bait shops, or outfitters before heading out onto the ice. Restaurants would be prohibited from serving syrup substitutes if their menus list maple syrup under a bipartisan bill in the legislature. It carries no penalties for restaurants that don't comply, so it's not opposed by the Wisconsin Restaurant Association.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Marge, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this, an authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank, that's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together.
Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Wenikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand, the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, Durand, and Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. The Durand, Arkansas School Board has approved the 24-25 high school course handbook. Superintendent Greg Doverspike says the handbook is more of a catalog of the classes offered.
It's the catalog for better terms. It's the catalog that says, here's what we're offering. Here's the classes we're offering. Here's what describes the class that we're offering. It's nothing to do with the curriculum, nothing to do with the textbooks. It's, you know, they're trying to modernize the way that the class sounds to make it more appealing to a kid.
Now that the handbook is approved, high school staff will start scheduling classes for the upcoming school year. The Eau Claire man charged with beating his wife has pled not guilty to her death on Monday. John Berthold entered the plea of not guilty to the charge of first-degree intentional homicide. He's charged in the death last July of his 77-year-old wife, Diane. Authorities said that he told investigators his wife was a narcissist and that he couldn't take it anymore. He also said he had been planning to kill her for weeks and told a deputy he'd do it again. Berthold will return to court in March. A long-shot Democratic candidate for president is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to add him to the primary ballot. Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips Friday asked the high court to add him to the April primary. Wisconsin Democrats added only President Joe Biden when they nominated candidates for the primary earlier this month. Phillips said he reached out to Wisconsin Democrats back in December about being added to the ballot but never heard back. Phillips said he got about 20% of the vote in the New Hampshire primary, even though he had to run as a write-in candidate. A proposal in the Wisconsin legislature would add a black and white license plate option to the vanity plate list. The plates, which would have a black background and white text, has been a popular option for motorists in Iowa and Minnesota. In Iowa, blackout plates have brought in more than $30 million in revenue since they became available in 2019. In Minnesota, the plates were introduced January 1st, and more than 1,600 were sold in the first 2 days. The Wisconsin bill's co-authors say the addition would be an extra source of revenue for the state's road projects. They would cost $25 more than standard plates and an additional $25 a year as a renewal fee. You're listening to WRDN News.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. City of Durand officials met with members of the Durand Swim Club recently to discuss details on the new pool project. Durand Mayor Patrick Millern says one area they talked about was how to recognize all of the donors to the project.
And about how we're going to honor those folks. We have a space when you walk into the new pool, we've got sort of two walls. And so that's where, you know, to make sure that we have proper recognition to those folks. And
the city and swim club also discussed how the money raised by the fundraising will be transferred to the city to pay for the project. Construction is expected to begin this year on the new pool. The group that will try to see Eau Claire and the region through the closing of HSHS and Prevea has its leaders. The group yesterday named retired healthcare executive Bill Rupp and president of Northwestern Bank in Chippewa Falls, Jerry Jacobson, to lead the task force. Their goal will be to help to find answers for workers, patients, and the community once HSHS and Prevea close this spring. Tim Johnson is out at another Western Wisconsin school district. Chippewa Falls Schools yesterday said Johnson resigned as their head of human resources and public relations. Johnson is under investigation for his time as superintendent of the Glenwood City Schools. A former substitute teacher said Johnson billed Glenwood City about $80,000 for grad school classes that he may have never taken. Johnson left Glenwood City Schools last summer. Chippewa Falls' school board accepted Johnson's resignation last night. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is going to court to try to save Act 10. The law firm filed a lawsuit yesterday to head off a potential challenge to the law that changed how schools have to deal with the teachers' union. Will's case is on behalf of a public school employee who doesn't want to be forced into the union. Act 10 has reportedly saved nearly $17 billion since it became law in 2011. School teacher union membership has also plummeted in the decade plus that Act 10 has been a law. You're listening to WRDN News.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Bear the Dog was found in one of the most Milwaukee places ever. Bear, a 16-year-old Shih Tzu, escaped from Jenny Hazard's backyard last Wednesday. She searched and searched, but couldn't find him. That's when she received a text from someone who spotted the dog online. Turns out Bear went down the street to Fink's Bar. The bartender says it looks like a group of women found Bear and brought him into the bar to warm up. Hazard said Bear was having the time of his life at the bar, and she now has a story to remember him by. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekin.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Oh, this cold.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey.
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe with honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Many thought the Brewers were going to deal their top talent during the offseason and turn this into a rebuilding year. I'm Bill Scott with sports, but for now, General Manager Matt Arnold is all in on trying to compete for another division title. He proved that out with the signing of former Phillies first baseman Rhys Hoskins.
We're trying to win as many games as we can here this year and in the long run, you know, and so that's a tricky thing for us to balance. But I think when we're able to add veterans here with the type of track record that Rhys has, that's really exciting, you know, and, you know, candidly, I wasn't sure we were going to be able to access a player like him, and I couldn't be more excited to have this type of profile here because he fits so well.
Brewers will open spring training in a couple of weeks. Ninth-ranked Marquette takes their show on the road in the Big East tonight. They're at Villanova. We'll be trying to get a season split with the Wildcats. Villanova won the first meeting on January 15th, 87-74 at Fiserv Forum. American Hockey League tonight, Milwaukee Admirals shoot for their 11th straight win. They're at home against San Diego. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Big honors and big production from the state's top girls player, plus much more hoops news. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSnetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
Nina senior Allie Zabel is the top girls basketball player in the state for a reason and has earned all kinds of incredible honors in her career. Committed to women's basketball powerhouse UConn, Zabel is a favorite for the state's Miss Basketball. She showed why in a trio of wins last week, averaging more than 24 points per game, going over 2,500 career points in the process, moving into sixth on the state's all-time list. Zabel also got the call that she had been selected for the McDonald's All-American game as well. The Keele boys basketball team is one of just four remaining unbeatens left in the state, and despite being ranked second in the latest Wisports.net coaches poll, the Raiders have flown a bit under the radar with some incredible teams in Division III. Last Friday, Keele downed a solid Milwaukee Juno squad 81-51 behind 33 points and 11 rebounds from Grant Manns. Over at Wisports.net, you can read up on our Triple Threat Athlete of the Week profile featuring Winneconne's Brady Immel, the Wisconsin Dairy Female Athlete of the Month McKenna Christian from Hartford, and vote in the Our School Today Athlete of the Week poll. Mark Miller also has a feature on the state's leading rebounder, Gunnar Gruel of Winter High School, who averages 22.8 rebounds per game for a school with an enrollment of just 86 students. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Treisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the 2024 Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendars. One of the most powerful figures in U.S. gun policy resigned earlier this month prior to the kickoff of a major trial out in New York State. Wayne Lapeer, of course, had led the National Rifle Association since the early 1990s. I'll tell you more about this story when we return, but first...
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Welcome back. Citing health reasons, the longtime head of the National Rifle Association announced on January 5th his resignation. Wayne Lapeer's resignation came just days before the start of a civil trial over allegations he had treated himself to millions of dollars in private jet flights, yacht trips, African safaris, and other perks at the powerful gun rights organization's expense. Lapeer, who is the CEO at the NRA, said his departure is effective January 31st. Andrew Argulilandum, a top NRA lieutenant who has served as Lapeer's spokesperson, will assume his roles on an interim basis. 74-year-old Lapeer had led the NRA's day-to-day operations since 1991, acting as the face and voice of its gun rights agenda. The NRA remains a strong political force, though in recent years it's been beset by financial troubles and has seen membership decline. I'm Rob Treisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life. So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The clouds return today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We'll have temperatures in the low 40s. Northwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight cloudy, lows near 30. Tomorrow becoming sunny. Record warmth with highs in the low 50s. Thursday sunny, highs upper 40s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas Boys High School basketball tonight. The Panthers at Elk Mound. The AdventHealth Panther preview is at 7 o'clock. Tip-off at 7:15. Here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at our website.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Lots of green on the screen today in the marketplace, But a lot of factors that are being looked into what has happened. And we're going to talk more about not only from a grain perspective, but from a livestock side. But I think we're going to have to start with this Brazilian port strike. You know, we always know that it happens every year, but for some reason, this one seems to be catching a little extra attention. As Kyle Bumstead joins us today with Allendale, and this port strike is supposed to start tomorrow, go through the weekend, so February 4th, but it definitely seems to get some market attention right before the close today.
Well, that's right, Susan. First of all, thanks for having me back. Yeah, I definitely got some attention here today. You know, the headlines come out, you know, and soybeans outside day higher there, or worked on outside day higher there on the chart. Pretty good. Looked like there was maybe some non-commercial short covering. And going into the session here today, if you would ask me how today was going to turn out, I wouldn't have guessed it like this, you know, closing higher like they did. Looked like there was some commercial buying as well. I also want the listeners to keep in mind that China's going on holiday here pretty soon. So there may be some of those, you know, maybe a little bit of buying going on ahead of them going on holiday to get a few needs secured here. So, you know, you mentioned the port strike. Yes, that's something we seem to deal with every year. But as I've heard, they're still going to ship essential items. But what is essential? And that's the question mark. So, I do want to stress that, you know, we haven't really made a turn up yet in the market. Today was a good day, but bear markets have a way of faking people in or out of the market, and I hope that's not what the case is here, but definitely today does look decent, so we're going to need to build on that. Today was the end of the week here for the funds, non-commercials, to shore up their position for the commitments traders report that comes out on Friday. So we're still lower week to week, Tuesday to Tuesday, but we definitely could have seen some short covering happening here today.
But, you know, they're still talking some dry weather in Argentina and some hot temps coming that way. That just kind of adds to it?
That's correct, yes. There's still the weather factor down there in South America, albeit here we get another couple weeks into this thing. The weather's going to get kind of be looking in the rearview mirror as they're going to be knocking on the door looking towards harvest. So we do got to keep that in mind as well. And, you know, it's not very long here. We're sitting here 1st of February, basically. I know it's the end of January, but 1st of February. You get 30 days down the road, we're going to be sticking planters in the southern plains here, or, you know, the south there as far as the Delta and whatnot, getting planters going down there. So we're going to be looking at planting here in the U.S. here in a short amount of time.
I was going to ask you that, about what time does this market start to move away from what we see in Argentina and Brazil and really start focusing on U.S. weather and planting progress and delays?
That's right. I think 6 weeks, another 6 weeks here, and then we'll start to see what kind of you know, progress we're getting going down there in the south, and kind of see, gauge that, and then we'd be looking at you know, some of our spring weather. We get like I said, 6 weeks into this thing, we're going to be sitting here in the middle of March, and we're going to be looking at how's the weather situation look here for planting in the Midwest. And if you go by the fog days, I don't know if the listeners do that or not, but I've seen a lot of social media talk and a lot of talk among friends and clients and whatnot. If we go by fog days, it could be a moist spring, which we wouldn't be used to that after the last few years of dry weather we've had in the spring.
Yeah, no kidding there. Now, NASS does not do their official crop progress reports until April, but they do release some condition ratings when it comes to winter wheat. And Kansas, Nebraska saw some boosts. Oklahoma, Texas saw a bit of a decrease in that good to excellent category.
That's correct. They did. And I guess I don't put much condition into it until we get to, you know, at least the end of February here, first part of March, when you start to hear folks down there in Kansas and Texas and Oklahoma talk about coming out of dormancy there and getting some growth on it. I'm more concerned about the wheat pasture here for the yearlings and the cattle than I am the wheat coming out of dormancy right now this time of year. So that is definitely something here. Kansas City wheat's kind of been slowly telling us a story. The question is it just front loaded here because the non-commercials had a big short there in the front month? But we have seen that July-September spread and the March-May spread. We've seen a lot of carry come out of that market and almost go inverted, if not inverted, at different times here throughout different sessions. So tells me that the commercials are buying it, but I'm still a little bit leery. Is it the skew with the big short that they've had here in a market that doesn't typically have a lot of volume out in the deferred contracts?
Now, earlier, the Biden administration said they were set to approve that permanent year-round usage of E15, and I don't mean to be a pessimist, but it seems like we've heard this song and dance before, but now they're saying for these eight states, it will be by the end of March. So What are you hearing? And that's got to be a big boost, not only for ethanol, but for the corn market.
Well, it would be, but as the old saying goes, talk is cheap. It takes money to buy whiskey. And I guess if we're going to make corn whiskey to put in cars, I want to see it happen first. You know, that's all these political headlines and administrations over the, you know, over the last several years have made these promises and, you know, going to do this and do that. And it's going to be great for biofuels. And sometimes it's worked out and sometimes it hasn't. And it's I'm kind of split on the fence about it. So show me it's really going to happen. Then we'll see if it really sticks in the marketplace.
Well, we know the Feds are meeting today and tomorrow, and usually Wednesday afternoon we get that conference call that happens with them and their news reporting. Talk of not seeing any increase in inflation. I'll try to get it spit out. But having said that, do you think the market's going to focus at all on these Fed meetings right now?
Well, it is possible. I mean, everybody's kind of looking at it, but they're looking at it from more of a macro market type picture, the way it sounds. You know, some investors are looking at interest rate cuts as soon as March. But, you know, we've got to see that actually happen here before we go to believe it.
All right. Well, we've got a lot more coming up, folks. As we get ready for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell, we come back. We're going to really focus on this livestock market, get the feel of Kyle of what he's seeing in this. What started out as a choppy two-sided cattle market to finish as strong as it did. And, of course, we've got that report coming out tomorrow. Any predictions, any thoughts, especially when we say that heifer numbers are going to be discussed in this report as well. Stick around. We've got more coming up. The second half of the Channel Final Bell is just around the corner right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation continuing this afternoon with Kyle Bumstead with Allendale and dive into this cattle market. It started out kind of a choppy two-sided trade and finished with some green across the screen.
Well, that's right, Susan. We went on and made new highs here towards the end of the session, both alive and the feeder cattle, and that looks good. I like the action here. Yesterday was a potential spike reversal on the charts. Looked a little bit ugly this morning. We kind of had an open price high type feel to it, and then it sold off. But then between 9 and 9:30, it just kind of started firming back up again, and that's what it's been doing here the last few days, has been firming up around that 9:30 time frame. So speculators have been trying to buy it at that point in time, and towards the end of the session, the hedgers have been putting in orders to get some cattle hedged. And so that's kind of making a decent market for both the hedger and the speculator here. So I do know that a lot of cattle coming out here in the next 6 weeks don't make a lot of money at these prices, so they're going to have to hope for a little bit more upside here in this market. Some of the cattle getting placed right now, it's a question you scratch your head, are they going to make some money? Which everybody says, well, cheap corn, it's going to be really good here for the cattle, but cheap corn will make big fats, and we've got some guys out there that are going to be holding some fats here due to this recent weather issue that we've just come out of. And we've still got weather here in front of us. I mean, I know it's going to be nice, but those yards are going to get deep. They're going to get deep fast, and these cattle, it's going to take a lot just to keep them surviving here in this mud as we thaw out. So that's not to say we can't get another blizzard coming in through, end of February, March. We seem to get one of those about calving season. So I do look for some more inclement weather here, and it's probably going to keep weighing on production. We did see weights take a step back here quite a bit last week. We did see production numbers go up, though. We do know that the packer come into this week a little bit more, or bought up a little bit more this week than they came into last week. So they've got a little bit of supply around in front of them. But I look for cash this week to be no worse than steady at best starting out. And a lot of folks are putting emphasis on this semi-annual cattle report that comes out tomorrow afternoon. big deal. It's another government report. It's just an estimate. And whether they like it or not, nobody's going to be happy with the data, or nobody's going to be happy with the way the market trades the data. So we just got to go with what the market's telling us. What the market's telling us is today that we had non-commercials covering shorts, as we saw that April-June live cattle spread there lose ground here today. We did see commercials in there selling that. There are getting some hedges put in place. We also have to keep in mind that first notice day for February live cattle is on Monday. We've got option expiration here on Friday. So people think this is all about the report, but I think there's more mechanics behind it with that option expiration and first notice day coming up, which we could potentially see some delivery surface here. If this cash stagnates here a little bit and the board stays up, it wouldn't surprise me if there's a few deliveries. We didn't see any last time cattle went in delivery off the December, but you know, we could see some here in February if this board keeps the premium to it.
So do you think there's going to be some stagnity to this cash market and wait till Friday maybe to see some numbers move?
Possibly. We've been seeing some cattle trade as early as Tuesday. I saw a light run test today in Iowa. Not much really to talk about here, but they were like 177 and a quarter delivered. So that'd be steady to maybe fraction, about steady with last week for that area. We haven't seen anything as far as bids or offers here in Nebraska yet. Most of the offers here, feed yards are offering a 280 on a dress basis, and the Southern Plains are $1.78 there to $1.77 to $1.79, $1.78 average on they're asking down there in the Southern Plains. So, like I said, steady cash this week starting out so far.
All right. What about these hogs? I mean, they continue to just do quite well on those numbers.
That's right. Those hogs, they really got, when they broke out above that 79 area there in April, they went on to 85 pretty fast there in that April contract. Now, we could see some consolidation in both the lean hogs, live cattle, and the feeder cattle here for a couple days as well, too. We are somewhat getting into some overbought areas on the daily charts, so we wouldn't surprise me if we see a little bit of a technical setback here, just to some consolidation here as we move through the rest of the week. And I also want to keep in mind, too, it's the end of the month here, and we've seen moves like this happen in livestock markets at the end of the month and then resume their trends once the once that gets out of the way and we start a new month.
Does it get too easy, though, to get caught up in the momentum of the what-ifs, like you mentioned, with the USDA report and waiting on the cash to take place?
It does. And it's chopped a lot of people up. I mean, as far as speculators, or it has chopped some people up. You know, they think that, we're short-term overbought, but they don't want to get caught in front of this report. And if you're trading for a report, you might as well just wait until after the report and let the dust settle. I mean, you'd be surprised the number of calls that are starting to filter in. Well, this cattle report's coming up. What do we got to do? I don't know. Haven't done anything to protect prices on the, $30 break we had in fats or the $50 break we had in feeders. Didn't want to protect it then, so now all of a sudden we got to do something for a biannual cattle report. Well, let's just wait and see what happens here at Friday's close and see what the weekly chart looks like. So, the weekly charts are still dominant here as far as the technical picture and give you the better direction of the complex.
All right. Great conversation today, Kyle. Best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Call me here at the office at 308-708-7340.
All right. That is today's Channel Final Bell being brought to you by the Channel Seed and the Channel Seed Professional. As we always remind you, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. Pick it up as a podcast at ruralradionetwork.com or wherever you subscribe. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last.
Last Monday, shares of Archer Daniels Midland Company fell by a record 24% as the company reported an internal investigation into the accounting practices of its nutrition segment, and they announced the suspension of their chief financial officer. I'll have more details after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Archer Daniels Midland Company, or ADM, is by some metrics the second largest agricultural company in the world, as the business covers raw commodity processing, national and global commodity shipping, hedging and risk management, and food and nutrition manufacturing. Those business segments reported revenue of $101 billion in 2022, and ADM has long been the A in the ABCD quartet of global commodity traders. So it was certainly notable when, last Monday, shares of the processing giant dropped from $68.19 on Friday the 19th to $51.69 by January 24th. That 24% price decline was the largest in ADM's history since the stock market crash of 1929. And it was prompted by an announcement over the weekend that ADM CFO Vikram Luthar has been placed on administrative leave after questions were raised about the accounting practices in the nutrition segment of the company, and it prompted a delay in their quarterly earnings report. The nutrition segment, a major focus of CEO Juan Luciano, manufactures things like plant-based proteins, natural flavors, and emulsifiers for the food, beverage, and nutritional supplements industries. And analysts had already noted the segment's underperformance in recent years. While few specifics are known as of yet, the accounting irregularities appear to be tied to executive compensation in the nutrition segment, and suspended CFO Luthar has been replaced with an interim CFO from within the firm. Analysts are awaiting further insights on the extent of the irregularities from regulators, and ADM has delayed their earnings report, which was expected last Thursday. Shareholders, unsurprisingly, weren't pleased with the stock's performance last week, and at least one individual is seeking recourse in the courts. I'll have more after this.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Questions abound about what to expect from ADM's internal investigation into their accounting irregularities, but one stock owner in Chicago has filed suit after the price drop, alleging that management lied about the performance of the nutrition segment and seeking damages for all who bought shares in ADM between April of 2020 and last Monday. It's unknown if the case will move forward in the courts. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
The clouds return today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We'll have temperatures in the low 40s. Northwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight cloudy, lows near 30. Tomorrow becoming sunny. Record warmth with highs in the low 50s. Thursday sunny, highs upper 40s. Be listening for Durand Arkansas Boys High School Basketball tonight. The Panthers at Elk Mound. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7 o'clock. Tip-off at 7:15 here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at our website.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Baling some hay and stacking it all up. Can't wait for the sun to go down. Roll into town, shine the old truck up. Swing by the quick stop, grab a little shiner box. Then ease on out your way to your place around 8 o'clock. Tailgate down on a turn row, watch the corn grow. Baby, that's a good night. Anyone from the heartland is gonna understand what I'm talking about right now. Ain't no doubt we got a game plan. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy, ride this Chevy down a little back road. Slide your pretty little cell phone over, get a little closer, turn up the radio, put your pretty pink toe.
the radio.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack. Truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve. Catch this 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice. Guess she got some nerve when well, she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
Depends on the weather and the clock. If your conversation calls for a little more than a coffee pot, if you need to pour your heart out and try to rectify some situation that you're facing, contact your American Honky Tonk Bar Association. In your pocket for most things you don't mind, but when your dollar goes to all of those standing in a welfare line, we'll rejoice you have a voice if you're concerned about the destination of this great nation. It's called the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Since the hard hat, gun rack, aching back, overtaxed, flag waving, fun loving crowd, their heart is in the music and they love to play it loud. There's no forms or no applications, there's no red tape administrations. It's the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Cities and the towns.
7 day a week available consultation for your frustration. It's called the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. We represent the mud flap, six pack, bear crack, over tax, flag waving, fun loving crowd, where their heart is in music and they love. It's the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Go join your American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Do not delay. Contact today. Your AHBA.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
I know they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden Magazine. Plans were drawn on concrete poured, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. Just come.